She shook her head. No, Henry, please. Tell him that I got hold of a gun somewhere and shot McCafferty as soon as he rode up. You and Ma and Louisa didn't have any part of it. It was all my doing. He turned slightly and put his hands on Cordelia's shoulders, holding her tightly. You hear that? It was all my doing. Tears began to roll down her face.
But Henry, if you go, we'll be alone here.
I know it. Don't think I haven't thought about it, but you'll be safer in the long run this way. Just like when Will had to leave, so that the Fogartys wouldn't come after the rest of us. And we were all mad at Ma for running him off when that happened, remember? A note of desperation crept into her voice.
Henry, we're a family. God knows we've been scattered over the past few years, but there are still a few of us here. This is Brandon Land. We belong here. You belong here.
A sad smile touched his face. You're right. Maybe after the war I can come back. It can't last too much longer, not the way it's going now. He pulled Cordelia to him, hugging her fiercely. I'm sorry, he whispered. This is the only way. She clutched at him, shuddery sobs running through her body. Henry held her for a long moment, then gently pushed her back. I'm taking both horses, he said. Reckon I'll probably have to switch out to stay ahead of the Yankees.
Where are you planning to go? To find Mac and join the cavalry?
I thought about that, but you know how Mac is. He'd pitch a fit and tell me that my place was here at the farm. Leaving here is hard enough without that. I hear that General Hood is down in Tennessee now. I thought I might see if I can get over there and join up with him.
Last of the Brandons to join the army,
Cordelia said almost wistfully. We don't know that. We don't know where Corey is or what he's doing.
No, but if he's still alive, I'll bet he's fighting the Yankees. Sooner or later, this damnable war draws everyone into it.
Henry couldn't argue with that. For years, ever since the fighting had begun, a part of him had felt like he was letting down his country and his fellow countrymen by not serving. Now that the time had come when that appeared to be his only option, he suddenly wished he didn't have to go. He leaned forward and kissed Cordelia on the forehead. Don't tell Ma until after I'm gone.
She'll be mad as an old wet hen.
Henry gave a hollow laugh. I reckon you're right. You're getting the worst of it, though. All I have to do is dodge some patrols and go off to fight Yankees. You have to deal with Ma. She hugged him again, hard.
You'll be careful here.
I will. And I'll be back, that's a promise. When the war's over, you look for me, because I'll be coming up the road to home, and you and Ma.
I'll look,
Cordelia whispered. And minutes later, as Henry rode slowly away from the farm into the gathering darkness, the words lingered in his mind like a sad, fading breeze. The swift rataplan of hoofbeats drew Cordelia and Abigail out of the house and onto the porch. Light from the open door spilled around them. Behind them in the parlor, Louisa Abernathy slept peacefully on the divan, her wounded arm bandaged. Later, after she had rested some, they would move her upstairs to her bedroom. For now, though, they had Yankees to deal with. A group of riders swept up to the house, reining in as an officer called out a command to halt. Cordelia saw a man she didn't recognize, but the colonel's rank was easy enough to make out. He had to be Colonel Avery, she suspected, the area commander who thought every Southerner he encountered was a Confederate spy. Without greeting the two women on the porch, the colonel issued orders to his men.
Break out those torches and search the house, the barn, and any of the outbuildings. If McCafferty's here, I will find him.
You won't have to look very far, Colonel,
Abigail called from the front step. She pointed.
He's right over there.
The officer turned a stony expression toward the women.
Good evening, madam, he said stiffly. Do I understand you correctly? Sergeant McCafferty is here?
He's here, and he's not going anywhere.
Colonel, a trooper shouted. The Sarge is dead.
Dead?
Avery repeated in surprise. Abigail placed an arm around Cordelia's shoulders.
That man attacked and almost killed a friend of ours who's staying with us. and he tried to kidnap my daughter. We had no choice but to defend ourselves.
Avery leaned forward in the saddle.
You're saying that you killed Sergeant McCafferty, madam?
Cordelia had argued up one way and down the other with her mother, explaining to her what Henry had said and what he wanted them to tell the Yankees. Although she had not discussed it specifically with Henry before he rode out, she intended to tell the Yankees that he would be going down to Petersburg to see about joining up with Robert E. Lee and what was left of the Army of Northern Virginia, rather than heading for Tennessee and General John Bell Hood. She didn't think the Yankees would be able to catch Henry, but at least she wanted to put them onto the wrong trail anyway. Abigail, on the other hand, had insisted on telling whoever came looking for McCafferty that she had killed the sergeant.
"They won't do anything to me," she had insisted. "A mother protecting her children has a right to do whatever is necessary. Even a Yankee can see that."
Cordelia wasn't so sure. She had heard stories about how some Southern women had been thrown in jail for spying and other crimes against the Yankees. She didn't like to think about how her mother would fare if she was taken away and put in some northern prison. But once Abigail had made up her mind, it was almost impossible to persuade her to do otherwise. Now she said in answer to Avery's question,
"Yes, I did. The man deserved to be shot like an animal."
Cordelia flinched a little at the proud defiance in her mother's voice. Abigail wasn't making it easy for the Yankees to let her get away with this. The colonel might think he had to make an example of this feisty Southern woman, but Avery just nodded, as if he were agreeing with her.
"I truly regret this man's actions, madam."
Cordelia tried not to stare. A Yankee, apologizing, to a Confederate? It was almost unthinkable. An even bigger surprise was in store for her. One of the other men edged his horse forward. Cordelia saw that he was hunched over in the saddle, and men on either side of him held his arms to support him like he was hurt. As he lifted his face, Cordelia gasped at the sight of Lieutenant Joseph Keller's strained features.
"Cordelia," Keller asked, "are you all right?"
She ignored the soldiers, ignored her mother as well, and hurried down the steps to go to his side. She caught hold of his hand and looked up at him.
"What happened to you?"
"McCafferty stabbed me when he deserted."
"Oh, my God."
Joseph squeezed her hand.
"Don't worry. The sergeant said I was lucky. The blade didn't hit anything vital. I'll be all right."
"You ought to be in a hospital."
"That's what the surgeons told me," Joseph said with a smile. "But I made them bandage me up so tight I can hardly breathe instead. I knew McCafferty was heading this way, so I had to be sure you were all right."
Colonel Avery announced,
"We'll take charge of the, corpus. Again, Mrs. Brannan, my apologies for this incident. Though you perhaps won't believe it, my men are not barbarians. War or no war, I demand civilized behavior."
For one of the few times in Cordelia's life, she saw that her mother didn't seem to know what to say. Finally, Abigail nodded grudgingly.
"Thank you,"
she replied. That must have cost her, Cordelia thought, expressing gratitude that way to a Yankee. Cordelia looked up at Joseph.
"You should go back and rest, so you can recover from that wound."
"Yes, I will. Thank you for your concern, Miss Brannan."
Anyone who had been watching and listening to them a few moments earlier would realize what a sham the lieutenant's sudden formality was. But neither he nor Cordelia wanted to flaunt what was between them, so Cordelia squeezed his hand again, then stepped back. Several of the soldiers slung McCafferty's body over the back of a horse and tied it there. The Yankees turned their mounts and rode away from the farm. Cordelia stood at the bottom of the steps and watched them go. From the porch, Abigail said,
"You seemed awfully friendly with that young man, Cordelia."
She didn't want to have that argument with her mother right now. Instead, she said,
"You know what this means, about that man McCafferty being a deserter, don't you, Ma?"
"It means your brother didn't have to leave," she answered. "The Yankees went after him after all. But how can we tell him the news? How can we bring him back now? We don't even know for sure where he's going."
Cordelia stared into the darkness and knew her mother was right. Henry was out there somewhere, riding through the night and thinking he was a fugitive. They had no way to find him, no way to catch up to him and tell him the truth. He was gone. The last of the Brennan boys was off to war at last, and all they could do was pray that the Lord would watch over Henry and bring him home safely.